Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Pro EFT Radio with Lindsay Kinney, EFT Master. If you're new to EFT, please visit us at proeft.com after the show to familiarize yourself with meridian tapping. It's important to learn the basics of EFT in order to get the most out of the material we'll be covering in these programs. You'll find a wealth of free resources at proeft.com, including a free starter program that will help you build on a solid foundation for tapping. Now, here's Lindsay.
Yay! Hello, everybody. It's Lindsay, and I am so happy tonight to have one of my favorite people as my guest, Dr. Patricia Carrington. Say hi, Pat.
Hi there, everybody.
Now, I want to bring Pat back on the line in just a second, but I want to gush about her just a little bit. I met Pat years ago. I've known about her for a long time. She was one of the first celebrities or personalities that I had heard about when I started EFT in about 2000. But ever since then, Pat has been so steady in the things that she produces, the choices method, and so many other wonderful techniques that she comes out with just consistently. She doesn't need to do that, I don't think, because she's got lots of clients and lots of business. But Pat just is an idea machine, and I so respect her. I'm telling you, she is just as nice in person as she seems when she's doing her writings or when she does these broadcasts, and she does get interviewed a lot. So I feel very special and honored to have her as my guest tonight. So, Pat, do you think you can live up to that?
No, but I'll try. How could I live up to that? No,
we'll have
a lot of fun anyway, whether I live up to it or not.
Oh, good. Well, we're going to have fun tonight, and I particularly like this because Pat's going to tell us about something really new that will make us feel lighter and happier during the day when we're facing all of those little things like snowstorms can't find your keys and dead batteries and things like that. And this is one of Pat's new things that I haven't heard about yet, so I'll be learning it along with everybody else. So, Pat, why don't you tell us about what you're going to teach us tonight?
All right. Wonderful. I have been practicing it all day, which is not intentionally. I mean, I didn't set out to practice this all day, but it turned out that there was one incredible frustration. It could have been. After another. We are in a very cold area in New Jersey in the United States, and we have a blackout. Well, they actually call it an outage, where there was no electricity, no heat, no anything in the house, so to speak, when I woke up this morning. And for 10 hours, it was that way. And they didn't think they'd get it back for days. Okay, so that is a bit difficult because it's cold. And also, you can't just go anywhere because you have to take animals and all kinds of things with you. And so I had a challenge of either feeling, oh, you know, that awful thing, oh, what am I going to do? The cars are slipping down. I can't get out of the driveway because of the ice. And one thing after another. So I started just practicing what I preach and what I was going to preach, so to speak, tonight, which is a way of using EFT to change the whole energy around a situation. And I'm going to explain the reasoning back of it so that you'll see what we're doing. As a matter of fact, if you've ever noticed, and it's amazing how people can bring up children or grandchildren or whatever and not remember how they felt as a child.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of the need for a child or an animal for that matter, because animals love to play too, to find something interesting and fun about any situation. For instance, suppose you're sitting in a railroad station. Well, not a railroad station. We have one around here still, but it would be an airport. And you're sitting endlessly.
Especially now during the storm.
Especially now, absolutely during a storm and all the challenges. But the child is going to, adults tend to call it fidgeting or something like that, but the child will find games. They will find amusements. They will, if they're very little, if they're older, they'll have a book along, or they'll have their iPhone or whatever they've got with them to entertain them. But they must be entertained. Mm-hmm. And the need for entertainment and fun is absolutely perpetual in all living creatures. And for some reason, and there are many reasons actually, as we grow older, we lose that sight of that. We lose sight of the ability of the child might be sitting there, but they would be playing games, pretending that they were doing this and that, or they'd be playing some kind of game, counting the people. If they're two kids, they'd be giggling together and laughing, doing something that's fun.
Animals are like that too, and I think children and animals are just kind of sort of pure source energy. And you see dogs and cats batting things around or tossing them in the air. If they don't have something to play with, they make their own game.
They make their, that's beautifully put, Lindsay, that's exactly the point. They make their own game. They make a game out of life because, and you would see it in the wild animals. If you study the movies and the videos of the wild animals in the wild, the little cubs playing the craziest games, tossing each other around, rolling over, having fun, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, we lose it. And we lose it as we grow older because we get very, very serious. And we get very concerned because we have to plan. Well, we do have to plan, but we don't have to plan grimly. We can plan with the same sense of fun and play. And it, the kind of thing I'm going to lead you in, the tap-along, is based on my choices method. Now, people may not know what that means. It's very simple. It's a little different than the classic EFT that we all first learn. And Lindsay, I know you use the choices method, so people probably heard you using it as well. It is a method where you say, even though I'm frustrated or even though I have these 10 terrible things that happened all at once or whatever words you want to use, I choose to, and then you follow it with what you choose to feel, be, and do. And it makes it just can turn things around.
Changes
and
the
I'm
energy.
Going to, yeah, it changes, right. That's right, Lindsay. It changes the energy.
And
so it switches
Just staying with choices for just a second, I find it to be very empowering because we lose so much power to everything out there. We feel, people feel helpless and hopeless. Choices gives people to say, I'm going to be oblivious to the circumstances. It's not what's happening. I can choose to feel better. I can choose to look at the bright side of this. You know, I'm stuck in mud.
You can choose,
It's only up to here. You know, you can. There's always something that you can be grateful for in any situation, and choices allows you to not only see that, but to move toward it. Because when you see there's something better, it allows you to go toward that instead of focusing on what you don't have or what you have and don't want.
It's very true, and it's a lot. It's a kind of. It's related to the affirmations, but it's a lot better than the old-fashioned affirmations. For instance, a traditional affirmation is always going contrary to fact, and a little voice in the back of your mind is saying, oh, no, it isn't true.
That's right.
You know? If you have a dingy apartment you're living in, cold, dingy, dark, and you say to yourself, I have a beautiful, sunny, luxury apartment. Well, if you're sitting in this dingy place, a little voice is going to say, oh, yeah? You think
no,
so?
I don't.
No, I don't. Exactly. But if you say, I choose to, even though I live in this dingy, dark, cold apartment, I choose to have a lovely, warm, sunny and luxurious apartment. That sounds real because a choice you can always make. It doesn't sound unbelievable to you. So people can make choices and then tap them in, and we tap in. We make the choice as that setup statement, like I just said, even though I live so-and-so, I choose to so-and-so. And then you tap in the positive. Usually in choices, I just want to say for those that know it, usually you tap a little bit on the negative first to get out the negative, and then you move to the positive. But there is another way of using choices, and we're going to use it in my tap-alongs if I have a chance to do them tonight.
Okay, we will.
Good. All right.
So let's just go on. I'm dying to hear about this.
Okay. All right. Well, what we're going to do is move, say, one setup phrase, it's called, where even though I face this frustration, and then we're going to make the choice, and we'll be tapping on the karate chop spot then. If all of you know where that is.
You know, kind of echo so that people can tap along with us while... Is that what you'd
would
like?
You be would the echo? Would you
would
like
to
do
that?
That would be wonderful.
I want to encourage everybody to do this. Don't just listen. Have fun with this. That's the point of this whole presentation Pat is making, is to change things and have some fun. So tap along with us rather than just listen. Nobody's going to hear you. We won't hear you if you say it out loud. So Pat's going to tell us what to say and where to tap, and then I'll repeat it, and you can kind of say it along with me. How's that, Pat?
That sounds perfect. And so in other words, you'll be speaking, you being the audience that are out there, radio audience, at the same time that Lindsay does, repeating my words. And I stop in the middle of the sentence because sometimes some sentences are too long. If they're too long, I'll stop in the middle, and then Lindsay will repeat the first half, then I'll give the second half, and she'll repeat the second half. I also like to, Lindsay, and I think you probably go along with this, that I will mention the tapping spot before we say each sentence, because we're going around in the short form of EFT, which starts, well, we'll do the one karate chops first. But then after that, one tapping beginning on the inner eyebrow spot, which is, do you want me to mention the different spots?
I make a kind of a big deal with the audience to get some foundational information about tapping beforehand, and I've got a tapping chart that they can get on my website that and some other materials. So you don't need to explain where the points are, yet people can go right to my site, proeft.com.
But I'm going to mention them before each. I'm going to mention each the name of each spot in case people haven't memorized the sequence.
Exactly. That's fine.
Okay. Well, now, I've told you about my frustrations today and how I've used that, and now I'd like you, every one of you, to identify in your mind a frustration or an upset that you're facing now, something that's impinging on you. Oh, my goodness, it could be the computer. Mine computer, of course, did all kind of strange things today until the last 10 minutes, actually. Make it something recent, current, something you're expecting, something really annoying, frustrating. Write it down just in a few words on a piece of paper so you can check with the writing later. And give it a rating on a 10-point scale of distress, where 10 is about as upset as you can imagine feeling about this. And 0 is you're perfectly laid back. It's not a problem now. So somewhere along that scale of 0 to 10, give yourself a distress rating.
Now this is not where you want to deal with the childhood issue or long-time issue with your father or clutter or weight issues. This is something current. You resent what your coworker said about you today. You were frustrated because you got stuck in the snow or stopped in the traffic. Your computer crashed. That sort of current frustration, resentment, anger, right? Okay.
Yep. I'm glad for that clarification, Lindsay. Yeah, exactly. It's some current thing that's really bugging you. I mean, it's really bothering you, or it could bother you, or it to some degree, it is frustrating. Now, everybody has frustrations, whoever you are and wherever you live. So I don't think you'll have too much trouble coming up with something that you can think of.
Okay.
All right. So you don't have to tell us, Lindsay, but think of a frustration yourself that happened today or is happening now or you expect may happen tomorrow.
Oh, there's always computer stuff. Always, always.
Always, always, always. Amazing. Okay. But isn't the computer, it's the printer, or it's the other whatever we've got. Okay. Keyboard. All right. Now give it a rating on a 10-point scale, and we're going to start with the karate chop spot, a full statement. I usually have us tap, or have my clients tap myself, three times through the statement, but I'm only going to do it once here. We'll say the whole statement once through, and then we'll start with the inner eyebrow spot. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Tapping on the karate chop spot. Even though I face this frustration.
Even though I face this frustration.
I choose to see all the steps like squares on a big game board.
I choose to see all of the frustration as squares like on a big game board.
And all the steps I'm going to have to take. Like
and all of the steps
squares
I'm going to
on
have
a big
to
game board.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I interrupted you. All of the steps I'm going to have to take. And then what was the last part?
Like squares on a big game board.
Like squares on a big game board.
And play them one by one.
And play them one by one.
All right. That was at the karate chop spot. And we're now going to go directly to the positive. We're not going to tap out the negative. We're going to go to the positive, which is right to the choices, which you can do under certain circumstances, and we're doing it now.
Okay.
Inner eyebrow. I choose to play the game of find the answer.
I choose to play the game of find the answer.
Outer eye. I choose to play the game of do this before that.
I choose to play the game of do this before that.
Under eye, I choose to have satisfaction solving this.
I choose to have satisfaction solving this.
Under nose, what's the next card I draw?
What's the next card I draw?
Under mouth, how will I outwit this game?
How will I outwit this game?
Collarbone, what's the fun I can have in this?
What's the fun I can have in this?
Underarm. What will I find around the next corner?
I'm afraid of what I'll find around the next corner.
No. I know, but just say, what will I find around the next corner?
I did it purposely.
Lindsay, we'll stop for a moment. We'll just discuss a moment. It won't hurt the process. I did it very purposely because
I'm changing
the mood about the next corner. There are surprises and that there's sometimes very frustrating surprises if we let them do that to us.
So
okay.
As I'm doing that, I'm thinking, I bet some of the guests are feeling this too. There's just that little bit of that. What those little questions, yeah, but I'm faced with this. I just brought that out to see if where you would go, and I'm glad you said that. See, we want to stay on the positive, so I'll do just what you were saying. No ad-libbing for me.
Absolutely. I want to stay on the positive, and I'm choosing intentionally the surprises because life's throwing a curve ball, and they're coming from the right, from the left, from the top, and from below, and you don't know what they're going to be. And that's what people like about sports and games. They don't know where the opponent's going to throw the ball, so they don't know where they're going to need to hit it. They don't know what challenge is going to come down the ski slope that they've got to swerve and meet. Challenges can be extraordinarily exhilarating, and you have to but we don't think of the ordinary. We know it in a game, you see. We know mm-hmm. that we don't want a game to be absolutely predictable. Who'd look at the Olympic Games if we know that exactly how they're going to come out?
Sure.
Nobody. You don't want to want that. So with that kind of...
So we're under the arm.
Yeah. So we're under the arm. And the next one is what... Oh, I did what will we find around the next corner. The next one is I choose to feel great as I master these obstacles.
I choose to feel great as I master these obstacles.
Top of head. I choose to be an adventurer leading the expedition.
Oh, I like that. I choose to be an expeditioner leading the expedition. Did I say that right? Adventure leading the expedition.
No, an adventurer leading the expedition. You could be an expeditioner if you want. Okay. All right. Now that was, let's see, that was...
Top of the head.
I lost my place. Was it under the
arm?
We're
on the eyebrow. We're on the eyebrows now.
We're on the eyebrow now. Mm-hmm. Three cheers for me.
Oh, three cheers for me.
Outer eye. 10 cheers for me.
10 cheers for me.
Under eye. I choose to expect surprises as though at an amusement park.
I choose to expect surprises as though at an amusement park.
Under nose. I choose to be incredibly surprised by what happens next.
I choose to be incredibly surprised by what happens next.
Under mouth. I choose to see the game that life is.
I choose to see the game that life is.
And play it the way I played games as a child.
And play it the way I played games as a child.
Collarbone. I choose to hear the dancing music back of everything that happens.
I choose to hear the dancing music back up everything that happens.
Under arm. I choose to have fun no matter what.
I choose to have fun no matter what.
Okay, now I'd like you to take in a deep breath and blow it out as though you were blowing out the candles on a birthday cake.
Okay.
Okay. And now we're going to go on for some more of this retraining of your mind is what it really is, of course, a little later. But right now I'd like you to look back at the original score, intensity rating that you gave yourself. See if it's changed at all. And see if your feeling has in any way lightened up. And
yeah, mine has. Mine has gone down to a 5. It started at an 8. And so I want everybody else to do that too. Just guess if you don't know. Just guess. Mm-hmm. Say, well, I don't know what it is, but if I had to guess, it's probably a, and then see what comes out for you.
Right.
Fun at least a 5, maybe even a 4.
Great. And now what I'd like to do is to use a method, which is one of my most favorite ones. It's called using personal resource state in EFT. Now, a personal resource.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I love it.
Oh, it is so great. It is so powerful, actually. What you do is you think of a memory of your own as a child. I would prefer it was as a child. Could be an adult memory, but it's got to be fun, and it's something that you love to do. It was just part of life that you just enjoyed doing. Anything that you can think of as a kid, and see what you like to do particularly.
If somebody doesn't have a pleasant memory from their childhood, can they just make something up that they would have liked to have done, ride a pony or run on the beach or something?
Oh,
would that?
Good question. You know, you don't have to really make it up. Think of somebody else that you've seen or known.
Okay.
It could be on television you've seen them. Having a simply wonderful child having... I would make it a child. Having the most wonderful time doing something. If they were riding a pony, they were riding like the wind, you know, their hair blowing, their face flushed, excited, the pony cute and wonderful, and they're just dashing around and laughing. Choose, you can borrow resource states from other people.
Okay,
and they're just as effective. I mean, because what you're going to say here is, even though we're going to do it in a moment, but mm-hmm. once you've chosen, even though this thing frustrates me, should we do a little bit of
that? Yeah, let's just go ahead and do it.
Yeah, this is not my second full tap along. I still have that. But
sure.
This is showing resource dates, and it's going to bring in your own, bring you back to the days when you really did feel things like that, or you really saw other people that did. So even though this is frustrating or annoying or scary, whatever is happening with you, even though this is distressing, you could say.
Okay, even though this is frustrating.
This is frustrating. I choose to feel the way I did when I played Monopoly as a kid and got Park Place and Broadway.
I choose to feel the way I did when I was a kid and played Monopoly and got Park Place and Broadway.
Right. And, or we say,
now, should people fill in whatever their thing was, riding a pony or running down the beach or something? Or
what,
do you want them to say?
They're to substitute their thing. So, and then they're also, if they don't have one,
mm-hmm.
then they're to say, I choose to be like Jeannie, who used to ride when she rode that pony. Or I choose to be like, and you could put some famous movie star in there, in the movie such and such. I choose to be like, and that'll do it for you. You just,
or, you know,
kids.
When I was growing up, we watched Opie on the Andy Griffith Show or whatever it was called. Remember Opie in the summertime?
Yes.
And he would go fishing, and I would think, sitting in hot Arizona, oh, I would love to be outside during the summer and jump in a lake like that and have a paw like
perfect.
That.
Perfect. So use that. That's a beautiful. Even though this seems so oppressive and so frustrating, I choose to feel like Opie felt in the lake when he jumped in the lake. Or put it that way. Use that memory, because it'll bring back a sparkling, wonderful kind of memory. You choose to be like him. You can choose to. You have it all in life when you feel that way.
Okay.
So let's do that. We'll just do a few. Inner eyebrow.
Okay.
Even
though I have this frustration,
I choose to feel. Now you put in yours. Describe
okay,
it.
Okay, I'll just say I choose to feel happy like I did as a child, and I'll be thinking about that incident. Is that okay?
That's okay. If you're really thinking about it, you know, specificity, and how you know of all people how important specificity is. So
yeah.
You want to be sure that you're just not saying, I choose to be happy.
Yeah,
in general,
right.
But you've got a memory that's absolutely riveting, you know,
mm-hmm.
a memory that's so clear. So I would say I choose to feel like, I think you should mention the incident. I choose to feel. Go ahead. Like what?
Okay. I choose to feel like I did when I was jumping into the pool at Tina's house.
Oh, that perfect. Perfect. That's it. That's a very specific thing. And you could also choose to feel like, now we'll do it again, we'll do it this time, side of the eye, outer
mm-hmm.
eye. Even though I feel frustrated, I choose to feel like, what's his name, on the Andy Griffiths.
Yeah, Opie, okay. Even though I feel frustrated, I choose to feel like Opie on the Andy Griffith Show.
Yep. And we can do, everybody can think of another time when they had, just felt so good, and it was so much fun, whatever they were doing, or whatever they saw somebody else doing and having fun. mm-hmm. they can just, we'll do one-third thing, and that would be under the eye. Mm-hmm. And even though I feel frustrated, I choose to have fun the way I did or the way I saw so-and-so do, and you just fill in for yourself. Okay?
Okay.
Everybody
you want
do
me
that.
To say, you don't want me to say that out loud, do you?
Or no,
do you?
No.
Okay. We'll just see
you
this.
Don't need
you
to.
You say it, and then
people
we'll just
can
do it
fill
silent.
In, I think, better perhaps if you don't, because
right,
they have clear.
Okay.
Okay. So this is personal resources that you're drawing on. Personal resource states are just treasures. We all have them,
mm-hmm.
and we don't realize that we can use them at any time. We can choose to feel the way we felt under certain circumstances. If it doesn't have to be fun. We're using fun now, but suppose you were unable to figure out a problem that you had, and you couldn't figure out your income tax or something. I don't know. You're doing a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can't figure out how to clear up something on the computer, make it work. I choose, you would think back to a time when you solved a problem and felt wonderful about it. Everybody has solved a problem of some kind in their life, and many times, or they would not be a functioning adult today.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, they would have collapsed long ago. So,
right, and when we have that memory of a time when we felt empowered, we felt decisive, we felt happy or light, and we have a memory of it, it takes us, changes our vibration and puts us back in that state again, as opposed to the frustrated state we are in now because of the snow or the computer or the electricity not working or whatever. Instead, we
absolutely does.
Of another time when.
Yep, it puts you in that, it transfers, and it can transfer abilities from one area of your life to another. Suppose you were able to fix the toaster when it didn't work, but
mm-hmm.
you're not able to do this thing now. You think you can't. I choose to be as effective as I was when I fixed the toaster.
Mm-hmm.
Because we do so many things that are successful. In the first place, we don't notice them most of the time. We take it for granted. And we also don't realize that if we're successful in one area, we can be successful. We're a problem solver. We have mm-hmm. problem-solving abilities which can be transferred to a very different area. We get stuck using our abilities in only one or two little areas, and we don't realize we can use them broadly in our lives. So the method of using choices for personal resource states is just so great because we enlarge our capacity.
Right.
Really enlarge it.
And I think, Pat, a lot of people see the problem in front of them or the bad circumstances, you know, the car that won't start or something that's broken in the house, and they're growling about that, and they forget about the times that do work and the times that they have solved problems or became resourceful or whatever. And so if they turn their attention just for a moment to that other time, it completely shifts things and changes their energy and allows them to be feel more powerful. Because we tend to focus, if we have a little splinter in our finger, all of our attention goes to that, and it's just annoying, and we tend to flick it and hurt ourselves over and over again, and it's a little bit like that. Instead of focusing on all the other things that are right, and just momentarily, then I can see how taking your mind off of that and remembering something better can turn things around for you. It allows you to change moods and become more resourceful again.
It absolutely does, and then when you're adding to remembering it, tapping it in at every
mm-hmm.
spot. Now, then you would say a great thing to do, for instance, you said that swimming with, I think it was
Tina.
A great thing to do would then be at each tapping spot, say, that day I went swimming with Tina. That day at Tina's pool. That day I went swimming with Tina. That day I went... You tap it in at every spot. It's going in subliminally, very deep level because of the tapping.
Can you say how I'm like, I want to say I felt so free. I felt so happy. I was so light and I carefree. Is it okay to say how you felt, or do you stay on?
Well, I think it's a wonderful idea, Lindsay. I think it's a great idea. I felt so good. I felt so happy. It felt so fun. I was laughing. You know, whatever you were saying, wonderful. Makes it much more real. Makes it much more real when you get into the feeling, of course. And you, what I would do is tap every single feeling, whether it's laughter or exhilaration or the coolness of the water and the splashingness and all of that. I would tap each one of those aspects of the experience, the good ones, at a different tapping spot. So you're
going around. Just so I'm clear, then are you saying, so I feel the splash of the water or the coolness and the happiness, then are you saying I choose to feel that way now? Is that,
choose to feel the that water. I choose to feel that the splashing. I choose to feel the sun on my face. I choose to feel the way I did then. I choose to feel the way I did when I went to Tina's house and swam. You know, absolutely choosing to feel that way now. Yep.
All right. So, Pat, I'd like to just take a little break. And for those that are just joining us, I see a lot of people joined us just a few minutes after we started and want to reintroduce it. We're talking with Dr. Pat Carrington, a combination of her empowering resources and choices and what I'm called on my side, your magic tactic technique, which is what we're doing. Pat, could we take a quick question from our audience now? Would that be okay?
Oh, sure.
All right,
let's
see.
Wonderful.
Since I don't know people's names, I'm going to use the last four digits of your phone number. So someone has their hand up. The last four digits are 8080. So I'm going to unmute you now. So state your name. Hi, caller, can you hear me? 8080. You want to ask a question? Guess not. Let's go to 2446. 2446. You're unmuted now. Would you tell us your name and your question?
Hi. Yes, my name is Danny Martin.
Mm-hmm.
And, Pat, I've been following your work and loving it. I work with grief counseling, and I've been able to integrate EFT into really helping people who have just been notified that a loved one has died.
Yeah.
How in this process, fun is kind of off the scale.
Yeah, no, that would be
too far.
Right there, but there's other things that you definitely can do. You've been doing probably some wonderful things with the grief process already. The grief process is a matter of timing, because very soon, not maybe the first day you're working with the person, I'll get back to that in a moment, but very soon you're going to be able to help them tap in wonderful memories with them and that person that they had together. And the really healing thing is when the sense of loss and, oh, I don't have them now, is replaced by a sense of joy and that you had with that person. And when, instead of thinking, every time you think of them, oh, I don't have them, they're gone. And, of course, that's the first response. But later on, when every thought begins to be, oh, I remember when we did that together, there's where you get the healing of the grief, of course. That is the healing process. And in the very beginning, the acceptance of the grief itself, the acceptance of the really loving yourself, the little you inside that has lost this person and that was maybe very distressed because of identifying with the person in some maybe bad circumstances under which they died. That's another problem, of course. They do need to get the negative out there. They need to get it out, though, in a very self-understanding, self-loving way. gentle, kind, very kind to themselves. So that rather than having fun, having kindness to themselves for their grief and confusion and bewilderment and anger that this happened, because there's anger too very often. That this, if it was sudden, there may be quite a lot of anger that the person was taken away.
I deal with some.
I don't know whether I'm answering. Lindsay, what would you say on that?
Well, I think you're absolutely on the right track, and I've dealt with a lot of grief, and I think this is a perfect technique if the timing is right, and it's not at the funeral, although sometimes people will stand up and speak and tell a funny story. But shortly after, if you can see that in focusing on what worked with that relationship and what was fun and interesting and loving about that person that can make you smile or appreciate them and the gratitude of having them in your lives, it is so much better than mourning their loss. And at a funeral a few years ago of a dear friend of mine that was taken quickly, somebody at the funeral said, hey, David wouldn't want us moping around. This was afterwards at the dinner at the house, and people were standing around so sad about the loss of this man. And somebody said, hey, he wouldn't like this. Let's start telling funny stories about him. And they'll tell the times when David's whatever. And we told some of the funniest stories when he had embarrassed himself or us or fell in the fountain by accident or swimming shorts fell off or, you know, just something funny. And we were so laughing, and somebody said, boy, he would love this. He would love us laughing instead of crying around. And it does lift and change the mood. And it doesn't mean you miss them any less, but it certainly is a way to lighten it up. So thank you, Connor, for that question. So, Pat, let's go on and do the rest of this. This is fun.
All right. This is just really a continuation to sort of get it into you, drill it in, so to speak. So this is, again, the same issue that you did before. Mm-hmm. And we're going to start this time. Now, we're going to skip the karate chop spot because I don't think many of us are very reversed here. We've been doing a lot of tapping. So we're going to start, to save time, with the inner eyebrow.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, if you want to repeat, Lindsay, that's going to be great.
Okay.
All right. The inner eyebrow. I choose to put together the parts of this puzzle with great interest.
I choose to put together the parts of this puzzle with great interest.
Outer eye. I choose to solve this puzzle in the nicest way.
I choose to solve this puzzle in the nicest way.
And do something I never knew how to do before.
Oh, and do something I never knew how to do before.
Under eye. I choose to have fun.
I choose to have fun.
Under nose. I choose to feel a little triumph every time I take a step on this.
I choose to feel a little triumph every time I take a step on this.
Under mouth. I choose to relax and have fun. No matter what.
I choose to relax and have fun, no matter what.
Collarbone. I choose to put things into place like a master and win the gold medal for fun.
I choose to put things together like a master and win the gold medal for fun.
Underarm. I choose to dance to the rhythm of the day and its challenges.
Ooh, I like that. I choose to dance to the rhythm of the day and its challenges.
Top of head. I choose to relax into these ridiculous circumstances.
I choose to relax into these ridiculous circumstances.
And let the game be for me.
And the game, then let the game be for me.
Inner eyebrow. I think that's where we are now. I sometimes lose my place while I'm reading.
That's okay.
Yeah, inner eyebrow. I choose to know there's always a way to do anything.
I choose to know there's always a way to do anything.
And finding it is the most fun in the world.
And finding it is the most fun in the world.
Outer eye. I choose to hear the music of life in the background of all that happens.
I choose to hear the music of life in the background of all that happens.
Under eye. I choose to have the answers at my fingertips and love finding them.
I choose to have the answers at my fingertips and I love finding them.
Under nose. I choose to uncover the buried treasures in this situation.
Ooh, I like that. I choose to uncover the buried treasures in this circumstance.
Under mouth. I choose to love the sense of mastery this challenge is bringing me.
I choose to love the sense of mastery that this challenge is bringing me.
Collarbone. I choose to experience my triumph as so upbeat.
I choose to experience my triumphs as so upbeat.
Underarm. I choose to be a big kid in my heart all day long.
I choose to be a big kid in my heart all day long.
Top of head. I choose to find the fun that's hiding in every corner.
I choose to find the fun that's hiding in every corner.
Let me go on to the inner eyebrow. I choose to know that there's always another way to do it.
I choose to know that there's always another way to do it.
Outer eye, I choose to realize I can do this.
I choose to realize that I can do this.
Under eye, and you say your own name, I'm going to say Pat, thanks.
Oh, Lindsay, thanks.
Under nose, Pat, thanks.
Lindsay, thanks.
And under mouth, Pat, thank you.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Oh, good, Lindsay. And now take a deep breath and just let it blow out as though you were blowing all the troubles of the world away.
Pat, you know that part about thanking yourself? Maybe you're going to address that right now, but I think that is so cool. That's one of your simple little techniques, thanking yourself for the little tasks and little things and the little triumphs that we make all day and do that we don't ever acknowledge ourselves for, and certainly no one else does, emptying the dishwasher, flossing our teeth, coming up with answers to something.
Yes, we definitely, I have a whole teleseminar I did on that called Gratitude to Yourself, Being Grateful to Yourself, Thanking Yourself. And it's one of my teleseminars. Actually, I want to mention something, then we can go on and maybe take some other questions and stuff if you'd like.
Okay.
But I wanted to mention that I have two teleseminars, either one or both are wonderful together, that address this whole great thing that I call personal resource states, or borrowing resources from other people, or even borrowing them from animals. And I'm putting them up with to be reached by a special link that Lindsay's going to give you, or I'm going to give you, so that you can go, if you'd like to, take a look at those and get them. They are wonderful. They are you can purchase them on my site. But I don't know what the URL is.
I've got that. This is so you don't have to go through all of the this and this. This is a little easier. So just in your browser bar, wait till after this class, but and we'll be done in a few minutes. In the browser bar, you don't put www. You don't even have to put the HTTP pad. If you just do Tiny Earl, that's T-I-N-Y, Earl, URL.com, and then / Pat Carrington. So Tiny Earl, no WW, just in the browser bar, tinyearl.com. I always kid that that's a guy I used to date, Tiny Earl, but it's URL. And then / Pat Carrington, CARRINGTON, .com after that. Tinyearl.com, Pat Carrington. And you're going to offer a discount on these classes to the group for a few days, right?
Yes, we are. We are definitely doing that. I forgot to mention that.
Yeah, it's about 25% off.
You're going to be go right to our shopping cart. $29.95,
I remember.
You'll see the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's going to be for 4 days. And it is definitely, I think it's about a 25% discount. It's 23.5% or, yeah, 24%.
But only until what day?
Yeah.
Until,
thank you
what
for
day?
Reminding
you can,
me.
You're going to allow that discount until how long, Pat?
Let's see. Today is, I don't know, it's 4 days
this
and it tells you up there, and my assistant put it up there. She put 4 days.
Oh, so you can
days.
Go to the site. I think it's till February 6th or something.
I think so.
So here's, I have a question that somebody emailed me. Can I ask you that?
Yep.
We'll come back to that. We'll give that Earl again at the end here. We have about 8 minutes left to go. So somebody emailed and said, what do you say to people, which is probably this person, it's like I have a friend, what do you say to people who are just really mired in negativity and every time they say, I choose to, there's a yeah, but, I assume it means yeah, but, dot, dot, dot. So what do you say to somebody who's mired in that, so mired in negativity that every time they do the I choose to statement, there is a but, dot, dot, dot.
Well, I back up. That's a good question. I back up and address that directly. Even though I don't think I can possibly choose anything positive, I feel this is such a terrible situation. I choose to be open to the possibility that I can take a tiniest step in that direction. You want to break the pattern with them.
That
you want to break this pattern. Go ahead. Have you got some ideas on that?
No, I just wanted to. I wanted to highlight that, embolden that. I choose to be open to the possibilities that I can brighten this a little bit, that I can change it. I like that phrasing. It's one of your choices. I surprise myself or be open to the possibility. Mm-hmm. It's sort of like when people are new to EFT and they say, I don't think this is going to work. And you say, let's tap on that. Even though I don't think for a minute this is going to work, I choose to be open to the possibilities that maybe it might possibly could.
So right, exactly.
What do you have to lose
you
when you're already
get,
down?
You want to do baby steps.
Mm-hmm.
Baby steps. Something that, the word surprise is wonderful there.
Mm-hmm.
I choose to surprise myself by being able to take the tiniest step in this direction. And the minute that they get the angle that they're not being pushed into being very positive when they feel very negative, and
mm-hmm.
that they keep their negativity all they want, but maybe they could just move in a little, you've got an opening wedge.
That
would be my answer there.
If you could be open to the possibility that you could feel a little better in spite of the situation you're in right now, just that, the thought that you are open to the possibility changes your vibration enough to allow you to be open to the possibility. And I look at it this way. I even sometimes have my clients tap on, what do I have to lose? I already feel crummy, so I already don't feel good, so what do I have to lose by being open to the possibility?
That's lovely. I like that. What do I have to lose? I've not used that, and I think that's very, very good.
Yeah, I used to that double negative of I already don't have what I want, so what I have to lose,
right.
You know? People say, I'm afraid it won't work. I go, it's not working now. What do you have to lose? You're already in a mess, so what if it doesn't work? You're just not going to be any worse off. But are you open to the possibility? Let's tap on that. So people go, wah. So I choose.
Well, I choose to give it a try, and the worst thing that can happen is I'm no better than I am now.
Right.
That's
and
the worst.
I choose to be open to the possibility that I will be better. I choose to play a game and remember the time when I was a child and, you know, I did a double barrel flip into the pool and my swimming suit fell off and everybody laughed and it was fun.
Yeah.
Or whatever you did.
Whatever the fun was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever your fun was, of course.
Okay.
Right.
All right. So, Pat, what other last-minute tidbits? We have about 4 minutes left. What are the pearls of wisdom?
Well, do we have – can you think of any questions that clients or group members or something asked you this week or in the past that are pertinent in this area? There's all kinds of doubts about EFT as well as choices.
Sure, there's
and they're
the,
all, yeah.
There's the question in this one of what if this doesn't work? What would you say to somebody who said, well, yeah, what if this doesn't work?
Well, what if it doesn't?
There you go.
Well, you know what I tell them? You just said it already hasn't worked because you've never tried it. And
Pat,
if it doesn't work when you do try it, you're in the same spot.
If I didn't have your choices, I don't know if I could be very effective tapping, because what I say is to say, and when they say, I have a whole article on this, change negative thoughts to positive thoughts. What does it
hurt? Wait a minute. What is the name of the article?
It's on my powerof10s.com site. It's changing negative thoughts to positive ones. So when people say, what if this doesn't work? What if I fail? Can I pull this off? What if I can't sustain this good feeling? Then I have them switch that to, I choose to make it work. I choose to pull it off. I choose to sustain this feeling. And we just tap on that. So it's a little bit along the lines of what you're saying. You make a game of it. You could make a checkerboard, and the black squares on the game board are the what ifs and the negative they're going through, and the lighter colored ones are the surprise me, and I am open to, and I choose to let it work and have fun and be happy. And so they could see themselves moving from point to point and getting out of those dark squares into the light ones and play the game that way.
It's wonderful. You and I will have to invent a game. And we will have people download the game.
Yeah.
The game board. It sounds fun to me.
Yeah, that's right. You can just choose to, well, what if this doesn't work? Well, I choose to make it work. I choose to remember the time when I had a problem like this and I fixed it.
Yep. That's always, you know, everybody has had a problem that they thought was hopeless. And sometime in their life, probably many times, they thought, oh, but this will never work. We can't work this out. It'll never, and it does.
It changes.
You find an answer comes. Yeah.
Yeah. And I choose to surprise, your line of I choose to surprise myself with finding the answer.
Yeah.
It's so simple, but maybe brilliant.
Well, whatever. It works. It works for me. I do it myself.
It works for thousands of millions of people. Use your choices and all of your techniques. And the thing is sort of interchangeable. You can put these things together and make, you know, and they're just woven throughout my sessions all the time and through my workshops. Your resources, your gratitude. What did you call that program that I thank myself for? Thank you for doing this drudgery. There was a name you had for that.
I wish I knew. It's one of the, you'll eventually might end up, I don't know whether you will or not, on my page of patglass.com, where I have all of my teleseminars. One of the early ones. It's teleseminar number 3 or 4, and it's gratitude towards yourself. I think it's called. I don't have it up online in front of me myself, but at the moment.
Let me give that tiny URL again, because I think they can probably get to there from that.
I'm sure they can. tinyurl.com.
And then / Pat Carrington, tinyurl.com, no www, tinyurl.com / Pat Carrington. And Pat, we're just about out of time, so I'm going to make sure that I thank you for being such a wonderful guest, for offering a special deal to our people on your teleclasses coming up of 25% off.
Yeah,
and
I thank you. I really had fun on this call. I loved it. The time
just flew by, and it did remind me of some things that I had forgotten to do, you know, to remember those resource statements and those times when that are really valuable when you're having this drudgery kind of days. So I want to thank you again, and hopefully you'll come back and see us sometime. And good luck in your teleclasses coming up this weekend and everything else that you do.
Thank you, and good luck in this lovely a radio show you're doing. I think it's fabulous. I'm so glad you are using your expertise in a different to reach a different group who can listen to radio shows. I think it's
well,
wonderful.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you, and thank you to everybody who joined us. We're going to sign out now, so join us next week. Thanks, Pat.
All righty.
Join us again every Wednesday night at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, as Lindsay has conversations with the top talent in the world of energy psychology. Our intention is to help you tap away your challenges and tap into physical and emotional freedom. Find replays of these shows on the media page at proeft.com. And again, thank you for joining us.